Good morning, a Wednesday morning. That means Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us. Good morning, Miles.
Good morning, David.
Lots of news in the paper today. Let's start in the 21st Congressional District, where apparently a teenager has a recording that's affiliated with Representative Elise Stefanik. Explain.
This is the latest story about a secret cell phone recording that came out a few months ago in which the Democratic candidate for Congress up in the 21st, Ted Raccob, can be heard very vaguely, but she can be heard talking to a bunch of students, a group called Teens for TEDRA in the Saratoga area. And in it, she can be heard talking to the kids about how she's against guns and would like a gun ban. But she had, even earlier that day, talked to some supporters and said, with the political makeup of the 21st district, I don't dare come out and ask for a ban on guns because there's no way I could win elections. This week, what's come to light is that recording was made by a Shenandoah student named Preston Scagnelli. And he's actually working for the Republican campaign and been paid by the National Republican Congressional Committee to the tune of about $1,000 to do some work that they call tracking. He went to Teens for TEDRA, used a fictitious name, and said he was just there as a supporter and recorded the secret recording. Yesterday, we talked to the National Republican Congressional Committee, and they say they have these trackers during the campaign that go out and do opposition research, they describe it as, and said it's just a standard part of their operation. They point out, too, that both parties are doing this kind of work. On the other side, the Democratic campaign with Cobb said that they felt that it was a little over the line and it was inappropriate to use a teen to do some kind of opposition research. And they call it a dirty trick. We couldn't get a hold of the teenager who's also apparently works as an intern at Elise Stefanik's campaign this summer.
Now let's go to the town of Root, or Root, depending on how you say it, where a town clerk there has denied marriage licenses for two men.
Reporter Jeff Wilkin has a story today about a man out in Root who's a resident there, a longtime resident. He went on social media and complained that he was planning for his wedding later this month. He went to the town office to apply for a marriage license for he and his partner, and he was declined. And he's upset about it, saying he feels like it's an injustice to him, and he's frustrated. The town clerk was not available. We talked to the town attorney, who acknowledged that this happened. He said it happened for two reasons. One is that this gentleman didn't follow the avenue that they're supposed to. You're supposed to get an appointment to get a marriage license because they're just a part-time office. But also he acknowledged that this clerk denied the application on a religious objection, which state law that passed in 2011 said that all New Yorkers have a legal right to get married even if they're same-sex. So the case will be handled by the deputy clerk, that he's welcome to make an appointment and go in anytime he wants to meet with the deputy clerk who doesn't have some kind of a religious objection to the matter and will be happy to issue it. In the meantime, this gentleman said, you know what, I just went to another municipality somewhere and I got the license because I just wanted to get it done. He's frustrated. He's appealing. He wants the governor to weigh in on this, who was a big supporter of gay marriage back in 2011. No word from the governor on this, but the gentleman feels like the town clerk was stepping wrong in this, and he just wants some kind of a response to the situation.
You also have a story today, Miles, about a woman who's accusing the Schenectady police chief of abuse of power and orchestrating her arrest. She's filed a lawsuit accordingly.
Yeah, this woman from Mechanicville has filed a notice of claim. She's impending, at least to sue the city. She claims that the police chief, Eric Clifford, defamed her and actually acted inappropriately back in a case a few months ago. It was a tangled case, but she was arrested and charged with sending some lewd texts and harassing some family members. It all revolves around an affair that apparently she had with one of the police chief's brother, who is also a police officer. And apparently somehow their relationship came apart. And there were allegations at that point that she was harassing some family members and relatives of this officer. She feels in her claim that the police chief overstepped his bounds and he got involved and actually had her arrested when she went to the police department to complain about what she felt was being inappropriate treatment that she was getting. She's also saying that the police chief took a step beyond what he should have as chief when he got, apparently, according to her, he called the New York State Police to complain and to out the affair with her husband's boss, who apparently is a state police officer. So it's a messy situation. The city attorney responded to us yesterday and said that Chief Clifford handled it perfectly appropriately, and they feel confident they'll be able to defend it. So it's a little sordid case. It's the first step in a lawsuit in one of these notices of claim, so we don't know if she'll actually file it. She is claiming that she's seeking $10 million in damages.
Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us each Wednesday. You can find out more at dailygazette.com or listen to more of our conversation online at wamc.org. Miles, thanks.
Hey, thanks, David.